Immigration, paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, April 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message from Phyllis. She's running for county commissioner down in Dexter. She goes, Randy, it was her job at the Dexter schools to handle all the tech stuff. She says, I understand totally how you are feeling. It is completely nerve-wracking for sure. I was supposed to provide the music. I was supposed to provide somewhat the moderating of the event with Dan Bonomy, the chair of the Crawford County Republicans. I had lined up the first public singing of God Bless America by Kate Smith in 1938 in New York City. Irving Berlin, who wrote it, had his orchestra on stage with a complete church choir in their church robes behind the orchestra on an elevated platform. Technicolor produced it. It was a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal rendition of God Bless America by Kate Smith from 1938. I had big screen TVs. I had sound system. It was all ready to go. I had it all laid out in my mind. It was going to be a great event. And my cable was defective. I was so mad and freaking out, and I'm going, what am I going to do? I can't get the music to play. Okay, yeah, I can play the music on my speaker of the laptop. I can hold up a wireless mic. I can put it on the keyboard. I can have the wireless mic pick it up. That sounded crappy. It was like, okay, this is not good. Lord, please. I called the guy, the AV guy. He came running down with a cable, saved the day. Thank you, Kirtland Community College. Great venue, great room, unbelievable. I'm going to find out from Dan what he had to pay for it, and we will use it and do events there. It was phenomenal. Great parking. Food was eh, but I don't know who catered it, but it's okay. It's rubber chicken and green beans. We get it every place we go. I've eaten more chicken over the years than you can shake a stick at. Anyway, I teach the class on Saturday. State committee's having a war with Hoekstra in Mount Pleasant. I pack up. I get on the road about 1:30. I was actually on time with the class. Did it perfectly. Ended it. Packed up. Left. Got everything back in the car. I'm heading back home. And I got a text message. I got a text message from Rich Ginnup, Emmett County Commissioner. And he said, and I'm reading my text while I'm driving, officers, yes, again, doing 83 miles an hour on I-75, heading back home to Miss Vicky. I read a text message. And the text message from Rich Ginnup almost caused me to lose control of my car. When I read it, I had to pull over. And the text message from Rich was, Steve Kerr passed away. Steve was instrumental in supporting us, this radio station, this show, my Senate run for the state Senate back in 2010. him and I lovingly call him Blind Mark, literally put up signs for my campaign against Howard Walker in 2010 in Petoskey. I believe he founded and started the group, if not the founder. He was part of founding Mending America in Petoskey. The basement of the, I think it was a bank building in Petoskey, every Wednesday morning early for breakfast. Many people have come. I've spoken at their group. I know others have. When Brian Sommerfeld and I and another partner owned 94.5, Brian had our studio set up, built as part of his location for his accounting business. We needed to put up a huge satellite dish. You've seen them at radio stations. That's how we were getting our programming. Some of the shows we were carrying on 94.5 WYPV, Mackinac City. We had a problem. It was an office building. It had a parking lot. There was no place to put a huge satellite dish. The satellite dish had to be anchored in a 5x5x5 cube of concrete with a big 6-inch steel pole cemented into that foundation block in the ground, grounding the steel because of the depth, a grounding rod, all of that. Once the concrete cured, then we had to mount this huge satellite dish on it so the radio station could provide you guys the shows that we had on the air back then. Steve Kerr helped me. I went and rented a backhoe. I pulled it with my pickup truck. I took the backhoe off the trailer. I dug the hole. Steve got down in the hole with me. Together, we built the plywood box that was going to hold the wet concrete as we lifted the big steel pole into the concrete as it was setting up. Anytime you needed a friend, anytime you needed somebody to help you, Steve was right there. A good Christian man, a great husband, father. He's going to have a service in Petoskey. I just spoke to his wife. They're doing okay. I started to cry. And then I told him, I said, you know what? He's laughing at us from heaven that I'm sitting here crying with you guys. And they all start laughing. I want to come to his funeral. I want to speak. I want to say a few words about him, what kind of man he was. I'm a better person because I knew Steve Kerr. Him and I had some great conversations. He was a power lifter, a wrestling coach. I wrestled. I tried powerlifting back in the day. Man, he was as strong as a bull. And I can't believe he's gone. I will miss him terribly. But one of the things that I was impacted by when Rich Genup texted me and I had to pull over was my last conversation with Steve. God, please forgive me. Steve, please forgive me. I know you already have, but the last time I spoke to him on the phone, I was short with him. And honestly, I was kind of mad at him. I didn't ask him about his cardiac event. I didn't ask him about what he went through going to the hospital and finding out that he was having heart issues. I tried to offer him some help to get healthy, to lose some weight. I'm going to be sharing this with Missy at 10 o'clock when she comes on. I was too late. I didn't get him the information soon enough. I didn't act as a true, loving, caring brother and get him the help he could have used to possibly lose weight, get healthier, and maybe have avoided the cardiac event altogether, maybe avoid death. God knows. I it was all in his divine plan. I get it. But I feel I need to help people. And the ones that I love and the ones that are been friends and patriots and in the trench, literally in the foxhole with me when we poured that concrete. He was in the ground with me working to do something good for the radio station so we could get the information out to the people. I am so sorry, Steve, the way I talked to you. He wasn't able to file for county commissioner, which he had sounded pretty excited about doing. He wanted to serve the people of Curtis in the UP, where he worked to build a beautiful house and was retired in Curtis. I believe he's 75. Is Steve 75 or 76? I'm not sure. But anyway, he passed Saturday morning, I believe. That's when I got the text. I'm not sure. It could have been Friday night. I don't know. But it's not promotional. It's a story of how I failed him. So I apologize. I just want to make sure you understand that. Yeah, I understand. This is passing information. I haven't got the my phone's blowing up with people wanting to know when the service is. I don't know. I don't know when it is. The thing you have to understand is that this just came to me Saturday morning. And I just got confirmation from the family, and we'll let you know when the services are going to be. If anybody knows Steve or knew Steve, this would be a great opportunity for you to show up at his service. So we help this community get through these things because we are a family. That's what we do. And I'm going to share this information in a way that hopefully people will understand the mission I'm on, the mission that others are on, and what we're trying to accomplish. Final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back. Hour number one, excuse me, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Varner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. My phone is blowing up with text messages. Again, I don't know the information. As soon as we know more information about the services, the family's going to let me know. I will let you guys know. And hopefully we all can attend and share our stories with the family about him. Because I know he was very involved with the family, very involved with his friends, very involved in everything he did. Worked at Bay Harbor in charge of construction for, I forget how many, 10, 12 years. It's been a while. And everything that he did in Curtis up in the UP, the guy was a real Christian patriot brother and going to be sorely missed. And I know we want to go and support the family and share our stories, hopefully make them feel even better about their dad or grandfather than they do. But you know, the thing of it is, when this happens, you reflect on those stories, those memories, but you also think about the family and what they're having to deal with. And I know I have been there. My dad died in a car accident when I was 8. I went through the viewings. I went through the funeral. I went through the casket being lowered into the ground when I was 8 years old. I understand losing a dad. I get it. Life goes on. In his memory, you guys will do great things. And, you know, the thing of it is, it brings home to light, of course. We all know this. Our days are limited on this earth. It's going to happen. We're going to lose patriots. We're going to lose radio family. We're going to lose people in our lives. We're going to die. We're all going to die. Again, I keep going back to that song by Randy Travis, Three Wooden Crosses. What are you going to leave behind when you go? Is the world, is the community, is the state, is the country even going to know that you existed on this short speck of time we've had on planet Earth? Are they even going to know you were here? That's the question to ask. And if you stop and think about your own death right now and you say, you know what, not really. I really didn't have any impact of any major importance on anything other than my family. That's all you have is your family. I'm going to talk more about this in the third hour. But a movie we went and seen last night, you need to see. Unsung Hero. It's in the theaters right now. It's a true story. The Christian singing family started with the daughter, Karen Smallbone. But you don't know her by that name. You go watch the movie and you'll find out all about the true life story of Karen St. James, the Christian singer. Her two brothers, Joel and Josh Smallbone, they didn't change their name. They're the singing duo, King and Country. Grammy award-winning family, both Karen St. James and the brothers, King and Country. They were on with Mike Huckabee for an entire half hour of his show. I posted it on my Twitter X account. I'm going to play it for you in the third hour. Great movie. Bring Kleenex. You're going to need it. Yeah, even you guys. Bring some Kleenex for your wife. That's what it is. You're bringing it for her. But I can guarantee you're going to use it too. We'll be talking about that in the third hour. But the thing of it is, you have to understand, the theme of the movie is faith in family. And I know that's what the Kerr family is going through right now. They've got the family together. They're with mom. And I know they have faith. He's in a better place. He's restored to his perfect self. And like I told them, he's probably laughing that I'm tearing up over his loss. I'm grieving. They're grieving. We have to respect that. But we're going to talk about this movie in the third hour. We're going to share with Missy what happened, only because he was such a close friend. And I want to find out from her if she's had other situations like this, where perhaps people could have become more healthy and stayed alive longer. She's been doing this a long time. We'll get her perspective on this. And also, one other thing about today's show that I want to make sure you're aware of, life goes on. We have things to do, we have events to do, and we are going to do them. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft